The pasuk says by Leah she had einayim rakos. She had like drooly eyes, I guess would be the way to define that. And Rashi points out the reason she had that is every day she would cry because she realized that she was one of two. And Yitzchak and Rivka, her uncle and aunt, had two kids, and she was the oldest, so she was destined to marry Esav, and that made her very sad. And the fact that Rachel was going to marry Yaakov, that added to that, and she felt a real sense of sadness. So what's Pshat? Why did she feel sad? Because people are going to mock her. Oh, you got Esav and Leah got Yaakov. No, that had nothing to do with it. She understood the tafkid of family, the tafkid of creating, and at the 12 shvatim and the kedusha and the continuing on the mesorah, and she felt that was impossible to be able to do if she was going to be married to Esav, and that's what made her so sad. That was an amazing opportunity she was going to have. That was going to go by the wayside. That life isn't just random. It's not just, oh, you know, I get married to this person. Okay, we have these kids. But no, we're creating Kedusha. We're creating something really, really special. And I can create with Yaakov, Avinu is going to be really, really special. And I'm going to create with Esav. That's always going to feel like it's lacking. And it's an important message. And on the flip side, you could also, you could turn it around and say, but we know by Rachel, she gets the punishment the punishment for being in the box and not possibly being able to be Makar of Esav. And the same could maybe be said by Leah. The Leah should have believed in herself more. Don't be so drooly. That's what's destined for you. Okay, so you could create greatness with that. But no, perhaps we could just say otherwise. No, she knew better. She knew that was not really going to be the case, and the fact that she wasn't going to have the opportunity to be with Yaakov, that was beyond a tragedy to her. And even so, despite the fact that she knows she wasn't the loved one, she wasn't as loved as Rachel, and she always felt that, and her kids always felt that, but the fact that she was able to create Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Dina with Yaakov, nothing could be more valuable than that. Have a wonderful Shabbos.